jungle.
There it is.
Kente, here we go. Carrie Wood.
Hey, Carrie.
How are you doing? I'm not sure if you guys noticed or not, but Ron Doan came in to close a game the other night, and he was playing that song.
Yeah.
So either I'm copying him or he's copying me.
No, he's copying you. He's copying you.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
It works. Yeah. Whatever works, yeah. I should say.
What a great start to the season, wouldn't you say?
Couldn't ask for a better start. I really don't think, these guys are surprised getting off to this kind of start. They were having a great time in spring, and when the bell rings, these guys are ready, and they've showed it. So it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Boy, that Addison Russell home run. I was watching that game on Tuesday, and Monday night. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, well, so they're going to hate to drop the home opener after the whole thing with the party celebration room and the big clubhouse and the whole deal. And then it's like murderer's row. As a pitcher, what do you do in a situation like this? Because everybody's dangerous that gets up there.
Well, I think what we're going to see this throughout the year, and you're exactly right. This lineup is menacing to everybody, even number ones, even the studs don't want to come face this lineup. So, I mean, we're going to see this, especially early in series. We're going to see us knock these starters out of the game early and get to their bullpen, and that'll open up games two and three for us. So that make that a lot easier for us and a lot harder for the other team. So it is murderer's row. There's no let up in this lineup, and even our pitchers can hit. So it's going to be a great summer.
Carrie, in your career, did you ever face a lineup that compares or comes close to this Cubs offense in terms of depth 1 through 9 and the power that they have?
You know, I'm not sure power-wise. Just the quality at bats. I think we've Houston had some power teams, had some teams that guys get the ball out of the park like that. But I don't think the combination of great at bat after great at bat was with that team. I remember facing a Seattle team early in my career, maybe 98. In spring training, and remember facing those guys, and I faced them once during the year, I believe, too, and I just remember that was like 115 pitches, and I was just getting out of the fifth inning, and I think I only had one walk or two walks, but just the pitch count, they just kept having quality at bat after quality at bat after quality at bat. Next thing you know, you're 115 pitches, and you're barely getting through the fifth inning. So we have that combination of quality at bats with power and with guys that know how to play the game. So it's going to be a nightmare for pitchers all year long.
Because Monday night in that game, they brought in one of their middle inning relievers, right? The Biggie Smalls or whatever. What is that guy's name?
Biggie
that
Smalls.
That was Jumbo Ortiz.
Jumbo Ortiz, right. Yeah, I knew it was something large.
Close.
Yeah, and the guy is ginormous.
He's about 6'4", 320.
Yeah, I mean, he could not be bigger. Mm-hmm. So I thought, wow, that's got to be sort of the reverse menacing thing for the pitcher. I mean, for the batter, it's like all of a sudden now this guy, because the ball looks like a pea in his hand, right?
Yeah.
And it's just coming at you, and boom, first pitch.
First pitch.
It's just
first
crazy.
Pitch. I was at the stadium at the game, electric. I mean, it was a little bit of a lull early on. We were getting no hit through four or five, and people I were with were like, man, what's going on? I said, just relax. This, there's no reason for anyone to panic with this lineup at any point. So, and then Addison obviously comes up and does that, and the place erupts, and they broke in that celebration room quite well, I'm sure.
I want to ask you about that, Carrie, because maybe you can settle an argument we had on this show. We were talking about the new 30,000-square-foot state-of-the-art player locker room and all the cool things a part of it, the hyperbaric chambers, the players' workout area. The personal chefs. I mean, there's so much there, and it seems so cool. The team is saying, Theo Epstein's saying, hey, this is great for morale, great for team unity. I would kind of agree. You know, if you're a player, wouldn't you want to hang out there more and spend more time with the team and use those facilities? But Rose says it's just kind of like a whatever, you know. What did you say? You said
it's excessive.
No. I didn't say that. The players can have whatever they want. They deserve whatever they want. I want to stop hearing about it.
Oh, you don't want to hear about
it. I don't want to hear
about
it anymore.
I thought you thought it was unnecessary and over the top.
No. I think it's whatever they want, they get. I mean, that's what it should be. I just think it's like going over to somebody's house. Have we showed you our wedding video? I don't want to hear about it anymore.
I don't want to see the wedding video. I'd love to see the locker room. But do you think this makes a difference for morale, though, Carrie? I guess is the question. Does this help with team unity and what they're trying to achieve?
No question. And I don't think we're going to see guys showing up to the field at 30 minutes before stretch or 20 minutes before stretch because the clubhouse, there's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to go. guys are going to be getting there and getting their work in, getting their treatments done. Training room in the old place was, I mean, smaller than the studio you guys are sitting in. I mean, it was awful. Mm-hmm. And the weight room didn't even have one when I first got there. So, I mean, what these players have now is what they deserve. It's what the rest of the league has. Obviously, they don't have what we have now because we're the brand new one. We're the newest one, and it's all state-of-the-art stuff. But what's important for what I think people missed the point, there's no weight room in the other side of the stadium. So when the other team wants to work out after the game, they come in to get their work done. They got to come to the other side. Well, now they're going to come into our weight room. And so every free agent that wants to come, that's going to be a free agent, and every stud hitting the market is going to want to come play for Chicago, mainly because we're going to win, and they're going to see the amenities that we have now. And obviously Chicago speaks for itself and the atmosphere at Wrigley Field. So I think we're going to be beating free agents away with a stick for a while.
What is that infrared?
Sauna?
Sauna. Mm-hmm. It sounds like an infrared. Oven is what it sounds like. It kind of worried me. Like, I don't want anybody.
It's just a dry sauna. It's great. It's actually great for the body. It's great for the detox. It gets, you know, the toxins out of the body. It's just a good dry sweat.
Oh, so. Man, I could use
and
that.
They have the opposite. The chambers you stand in and it blasts cold air.
Yeah, they've got it all. They've got the cryo machine. The steam shower. They've got that float 60 thing where you float in the salt water for a while. I mean, it's really, they have everything they need and then some. And but that's where the game. That's where we are. That's where stadiums are. And you know, when you go across the league and you visit other clubhouses, Wrigley has always been, you know, number 45th on the list, even though there's only 30 teams. I mean, we were way below.
Right, there was a lot. There were AAA teams that had better.
That's true.
I'm sure that's true. The Columbus Clippers probably had a better locker room situation. Hey, what is the just on the South Side? They're hot right now too. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it too early for me to say Subway Series? Do you think after a week?
Well, probably a little early.
All right.
Maybe next week.
Okay. All right. I'll hold off for a week.
Let's get through the rotation three times and see what happens.
All right, okay, we'll try that. All right, because it's exciting. Baseball
is exciting. Yeah, it is.
It's great. It's great for Chicago fans, both sides, and that series against, you know, the Sox and the Cubs is going to be electric. It always is.
Yeah.
But if there's a year when both teams, something's on the line, and obviously there's going to be things on the line this year, and there's expectations from both sides, so it's going to be that series will be great. But it's always great. So. No, it's exciting to see those guys doing well and getting off to a good start. And again, summer in Chicago, baseball in Chicago this summer is going to be great.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, after the Schwarber injury and everybody's like, here we go. All right.
Well,
someone feed the goat. The next thing you know, they come out and they're hot, right? And yep. they it does seem like that it's next man up and they have the ability to do that. And that is the most amazing part.
And it speaks volumes for the team that Jed and Theo have built and the way that Madden has put all his trust in these guys and made them believe that it is the next guy up. It's his next time. We're going to have injuries that happen every single year. We're not done. We'll probably have another one or two. Hopefully they're not nearly as significant as Schwarber's. But, you know, I'm hoping Schwarber still travels with the team because I think we're going to miss his attitude and his – demeanor as much as his physical ability on the field. Obviously we know he's a great player and a great hitter and we miss that bat in the lineup, but his attitude, his energy and his approach to the game. And not only that, he's got an opportunity to get his work done, get his knee right, and sit around all these veteran guys and just sit there and learn the game in and out all year long. And he's going to show up next year and be inserted back into this lineup, and he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. So I really hope that he travels with the team. I hope I get a chance to spend some time with him and talk to him about some of the injuries and stuff that I've been through and hopefully give some advice to him on that, because it's a mental game more than it is a physical part. So, but he's a great kid, and we miss him dearly. And but I would certainly hope that he sticks around the clubhouse and sticks around and travels with the guys.
That'd be great to see.
Kerry, with Schwarber out, we're probably going to see a little bit more Chris Bryant out in left field. He's starting out there tonight. Tommy La Stella will play third base. Moving forward long-term for Chris Bryant, obviously we know he can do it at the plate. Where do you see a better fit for Bryant, in the outfield or continuing to play third base?
You know, when we first got him, I didn't like him going to the outside. I just don't know. But I see the way he moves and his body type, and, you know, He could do either one. I like him at third a lot. I like how involved he is. I like him being in the action in the infield a lot more. But you know, obviously with Schwarber's going down and Listella's, I love Listella's bat. I love the bat in his hands. I love the way he can handle the stick, and I think he puts together solid at bat after solid at bat. And you know, I think we've got enough pieces where Madden can be creative, and we still have, you know, Hayward, I don't think, has hit his first home run yet, so I think he's going to get some power numbers going. Zobrist will get him going as well, and I think we've got plenty of bats to support our starting staff and our bullpen. But he's a huge loss for sure. And but I like Bryant. I like Bryant at third base, but obviously we need him in the outfield right now, and I think he's athletic enough and young enough to be able to go out there and do a great job and help us win.
All right. Kerry Wood, it's very, very exciting stuff.
It is exciting.
Very exciting. It's good to be alive right about now, is that
and
Andy
fan.
Grammer song goes. Yeah. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Gary.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
You too.
Kerry Wood. You can hear him here every Thursday afternoon talking baseball with us.